Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today is December the 20th, 2020, and we're only 5 days away from Christmas Day. And despite everything that's happening outside in this crazy world, I am definitely in the Christmas spirit, and I'm also feeling pretty pumped because I get the chance today to share something that is synonymous with Christmas in our home. You're going to find out all about it right after this. Alright, so I have got this small tray here of assorted smoked dried fruit, and it's called susz wigilijny. Susz wigilijny translates to Christmas dried fruits, or Christmas Eve dried fruits to be more precise. These dried fruits are used to make a delicious hot drink that is present in most Polish homes during Christmas holidays. More on that though in just a moment. But first, I have to point out that these fruits are heavily smoked. Despite being wrapped and sealed in tight plastic wrap on this styrofoam tray, it is really incredible how the smell of smoke just easily seeps through the packaging. It is oh so smoky. From early December, the supermarkets have piles and piles of these just kind of stacked up near the produce section usually, and believe me, the minute you walk in the store, you can sense it. You will know when it arrives because you will smell it from far away. Okay, let's open up this package here and see what we've got. First of all, it is 250 grams of assorted dry fruit. The package tells us that there are three main fruits here, which consist of, it looks like, two different types of apples. We've got a really dried apple, which has shrunk, and a rather fresher looking apple. We've got dried pears here. We'll put them here on the plate. And we've got some dried plums as well. Still kind of shiny and oily in appearance. And that's pretty much it for this. You know, I'll never forget my first Christmas back in 2000. My first encounter with susz was really unpleasant. I will be honest with you, the smell of smoked dried fruit gave me a big gag reflex, and I refused to even look at it at first. I couldn't imagine how Poles could make anything out of this. I mean, how did the idea happen in the first place? Where did it come into existence? I'm still not totally sure about that. But the end result changed my mind, and I now have to say I love it. All right, so what's next? How do we turn this into something delicious? This dried fruit is about to become kompot suszu, which is simply, well, a dried fruit compote or a stewed fruit drink. Growing up in Texas, again, I have to be honest and admit, I had never heard of anything like compote. So if anyone's out there watching and you're unsure, it is basically a hot drink, brew, that infuses the true flavor of this fruit into a drink that's natural and healthy and delicious. Okay, enough talk on my part. Let's head up to our kitchen right now, and I'm going to show you step by step how we prepare our smoky dried fruit compote here in our home for Christmas time. All right, up in the kitchen now, we are going to start off by putting all of our fruit into a pot. Next, we'll nearly fill it all the way up with hot water, and we'll leave it to soak for about an hour in order to extract all of those intense fruity smoky flavors. After an hour is up, we'll turn on the heat and bring the compote to a boil. When it starts boiling, I'll add in about a third a cup of sugar. If anyone's wondering, the sugar serves to push that sweetness just over the smokiness level. Just after that, I'll toss in 2 teaspoons of cinnamon and, just for kicks, a bit of a cinnamon stick. The last thing I'll do is I'll throw in 5 cloves. I've found that this combination is just perfect. We'll let it simmer for about 30 minutes until our fruit gets oh so soft and releases all of its flavor. All that's left to do now is pour this fruity goodness into a pitcher and serve. All right, I've got my pitcher of stewed fruit compote for Christmas time and a glass. I'm gonna pour some here and give it a taste test. Just about that much for film's sake. Let's see how it goes. The smell is a mixture of smoke and cinnamon. Little bit of clove in there. Let's see how it tastes. This is as good as it is every year. We're in good shape. Delicious. The first time you try it, not sure what your impression would be. Might take some getting used to. It's not something you're going to taste every day, but again, in Poland, go to somebody's house, you might be served this, so you'll know what's going on when that happens. All right, I'd like to thank you for watching today. I hope you learned something. The whole objective of my channel is to show the world really what Poland's all about, what happens here, why the country's a great country. This kompot suszu is a great example of that. About 2 years ago, I made a video about Christmas in Poland. So if you're interested in learning more, click the box right there and check out that video and put something in the comments section of really what you thought about it. Again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my watchers out there and first-time visitors. If you have not become a subscriber to my channel, you can do so. It's free. It costs nothing. Just click the button right here on my compote so you don't miss out on the future episodes. See you next time. And again, Merry Christmas. Vesog Sviand.